the remarks of President Truman to members of the board of the International Federation held in the Rose Garden, June 27, 1952.
President, I have the honor to present Dame Carolyn Hazlett of England. She is the president of the International Federation of the Business and Professional Women's Club. She has with her here today women from 19 countries. We're 63 in the group.
Mr. President, may I thank you very much indeed for this very rare and great honor that we should be received by the Chief Citizen of the United States. I think in ourselves here as the International Federation of Business and Professional Women, we represent a sort of miniature United Nations ourselves. We are concerned not only with the status and work of the business and professional women throughout the world, but we are also concerned with great humanitarian problems. We want good standards of work and living conditions. And also we feel that as business and professional women, we've been given great privileges to live in this time, and therefore we want to feel we accept fully our responsibilities. And for you to receive us here in this wonderful city of Washington on this rather hot day is to us a very rare pleasure. Well, we shall go back to all of our countries saying this was the most wonderful time we could have had in the United States of America. Thank you, Mr. President, very much indeed.
Pleasure indeed to receive the International Business and Professional Women, and a United Nations International Affair, Dame Hazlett, both in the United States, and that you continue to enjoy yourselves, and that you find things of interest to take back with you. I think this is one of the ways to create international good feeling. When people associate with each other, they find out that there's not any serious differences between them, and that they can work for the welfare of the peace of the world, and that's all any of us want. We want peace in the world, and we'll continue to work for that as long as it's possible to do so. I expect to continue to work for the same peaceful program when I become a private citizen the 20th day of next January, just as I have worked for practically 8 years as President of the United States. Again, I want to welcome you here. I hope you'll continue to enjoy yourselves in spite of this terrific heat, which I might say in the California manner is unusual.
Thank you, Mr. President, very much. I wonder whether we could ask you for a very rare pleasure. I know these ladies would like it if you could be photographed with us.